So our phone lines are open, 613-969-1545, toll-free 1-866-969-1546. I'd rather people out there ask questions than me. Of course, I'm prepared to do that. At the end of this interview, like the other three candidates, Sean will have 60 seconds to tell us why he should be the member of provincial parliament for Bay of Quinte. So let's get right to it. Sean, you've been a broadcaster for how many years now? 40
over
years.
Over 30 years. Over 30 years and worked for a great company, the Morton family, Quinte Broadcasting.
You have a successful career, side career going as a Belleville counselor. You are key in the diversity committee and getting events to this area. You have a lot on your plate. So what is it that makes you want to leave all that and represent us in Toronto?
Well, it's Bay of Quinte riding, which entails Belleville, Prince Edward County, and Quinte West. And I think over the last three decades, my work in all three areas of the riding, I have a proven track record, whether it was a school board trustee, which entailed Prince Edward County, Quinte West, and Belleville. I was an active school board trustee with the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board. I was a champion for students, parents, and faculty, all the educators, and visited schools nonstop. I took that role seriously, built a relationship with education, and that is coming around full circle in this campaign. Also, as a city councilor in Belleville for the last 6 years, Equity, Diversity, Inclusion Committee Chair. I'm the chair of the Economic Development for the city. I'm on the Accessibility Committee and the Glanmore Historical Site. All of those and others that I serve on, Lauren, it gives you a really good idea what's happening in your neck of the woods. And one of the other boards that I sit on is the Hastings Prince Edward Public Health, and I'm hoping that we can get an opportunity today to talk about where that's at and to represent Hastings County, be the rep for Belleville on that board. We know that health is the number one issue for people in our riding. I've talked to thousands, and when I say that, that's no BS. Last night I was leaving the office, and the campaign manager's name is Eric. And Eric said, before you leave, Sean, I just want to give you an update on how many homes the team has hit. Over 17,000 homes. And we're knocking on doors. And when I go to the doors, the number one thing that is resonating is healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have primary care. Doctors or nurse practitioners. Over 20,000 in our riding, Lauren. Mm-hmm. 20,000.
10 to 15,000 alone in the Belleville area.
And we know emergency departments are being tied up because people are going to get health care or looked at because there's nobody there.
But, Sean, this isn't a Doug Ford problem. This goes back to the Liberal government of McGuinty and
So in six years, it's gotten worse.
It goes back to the government before that, the conservative government before that. Some people even say it goes back to Bob Rae and Rae days and so on and so forth. But this is where we are today. So let me ask you this question. How does a party with no official status and no leader sitting in the legislature change healthcare?
So how do you change healthcare? So we know that this was a snap by-election. And I've had a chance to meet some of the players that are current MPPs in Toronto. And I got the gentleman's name. I met him. He's campaigned with me. His name is Dr. Adil Shamji. He's an emergency doctor. He's an MPP in Toronto. And if you're going to pick a brain and learn, there's not a better guy in the province that can teach you. So we've got thousands of internationally trained doctors. And last Thursday, I don't know if you caught it, Lauren, but I listened. The Ontario Medical Association had a phone-in conversation piece, and there were over 1,200 people listening, and I was listening to the conversation. So these professionals that are doctors that work across the province, their words, crisis. Healthcare is in crisis. Mm-hmm. And these are from doctors that work in emergency department. When you have people being diagnosed 3 or 4 months late on cancer, that they had no idea because they can't get a doctor. These doctors on that call last week, and hopefully it's up online, people will have a chance to listen to it. I was
okay, but
learning.
100%. I think
so.
We need the
internationally trained doctors, as Dr. Adil Shamji said, we could partner them with doctors already in the system, and they already have the education of driving
but
taxis.
But you just
and trucks
mentioned
and,
the Ontario Medical Association, right? But they're part of the organization that's holding them up. They're holding up the issue of getting foreign trained doctors into the system.
Well, then there has to be conversations, and obviously the Ford government's not having those conversations. Do they not realize that not just in Bay Aquini, over 20,000 people learn without a nurse practitioner, a doctor, primary care? You go up to Northern Ontario. I was at AMO conference in Ottawa. I went there as an elected official for the city of Belleville. I was there. And there's 444 municipalities in the province. And when they talk about health care and no support for communities, the premier spoke. And I can tell you, 2 years ago in London when I was there at the AMO conference, there was a pretty good round of applause for Ford. In Ottawa, next to nothing. Because municipalities are done with the downloading, not getting the support. It's health care. We see it in other factors. I was speaking to a municipality mayor north of the city this morning. Continuous downloading on highways. They can't afford it, the tax base. Mm-hmm. We know your friend. You've had him on your show. Mr. DeGenova.
Rod, yeah.
Who's the mayor of Tweed. I think it's 52 bridges that they expect the municipality to fix.
So,
they don't have
okay,
it because of the tax break.
You know, in the riding here, Highway 49 in Prince Edward County, right? Millions and millions of dollars to fix that up. The Ford government saying that if the federal government gets on board, there'll be money there. So it'll be a three-time.
Okay, so
what would the Liberals do to fix Highway 49?
Bonnie Crombie at the campaign kickoff a month ago, we talked about this. We were interviewed by the Picton Gazette. There was also the Intelligencer there. There was a scrum. Quinney News was there, I believe, in Quinney. They asked her, yes, we will get it done. We'll get it done. We'll work with Prince Edward County. When I phoned and talked to the mayor, because I've been doing my homework, and I always do my homework. I reached out to Mayor Ferguson. I want to get more about this County Road 49. It's 6 years now under the Ford government. Prince Edward County is spending $200,000 a year on patchwork. So that's $1.2 million out of the taxpayers' base to fix that road. And then he also told me the insurance claims that come in. Think about it. As municipalities were getting attacked all the time, not attacked, but people are obviously upset about the road. I'm going to use that as an example.
So you're saying that the Liberal Party would
we'll get
fix
it done.
It.
We'll okay. get it done.
I, well, just, I want to get to some calls here.
Just real quick, too, on County Road 49, I was on it. It's 17 kilometers. You come over the new bridge that was beautiful, and then you hit that. And yesterday I was speaking to a woman. Her mother had spinal surgery in Kingston. Spinal surgery. So they're making their way back to the Picton Hospital, and the ambulance takes County Road 49. Her back was killing her after that ride. You hear from a gentleman in Picton told me he works at E360 in Napanee. He drives that twice a day, morning, come back at night. He's already put in two sway bars for his vehicle, over $1,200 in expenses. So let's just get it fixed, and Ford has not responded to any of that.
Okay,
and that's $30 million plus for the taxpayer.
Our guest is Sean Kelly. Sean is a Liberal candidate for the upcoming by-election. Let's go to the phones. Rita, good morning. You're on CJBQ.
Good morning, Lauren. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rita.
Good morning. Just a couple of things I wanted to mention. And first of all, I think there's something special about our radio personalities and the commitment to the community. They've had a proven track record. So, Sean, I'm really happy you're running and, you know, hope you win. A couple other things I'm wondering about the other PC candidate. He seems to feel it's okay to skip the debates for the candidates running in the election. The people really want to hear from them, and he's not responding to local media or CBC radio when they reach out. It just really seems, you know, suspect to me because I find that people who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. And he's obviously not coming forward for any media that's reaching out to him.
Well, that's not true. He did miss that debate, but he did appear on this show and he appeared at the first Chamber of Commerce debate. And this is not about
him.
Hold on, Rita. This is about Sean. So do you have a question for Sean?
Well, I'm certainly happy that the Picton Gazette has endorsed Sean, and he's got a lot of support in the community. I know that. I just find the other candidate, if you do diligence, it's quite an easy selection to find who's got the most experience and who has been committed to the community for over 30 years. There's a lot of misinformation on the other candidate's website. You know, he says he's a small business owner, and from what I hear, he's actually sold the business, and it was somewhat suspect.
All right, thanks, Rita. Appreciate the call.
You know, if I can just, I don't know, Rita, but thanks for the call. Accountability is important. I think you have to show up to meetings. And I find it ironic that Doug Ford's slogan is, get it done. Well, you can't get it done if you can't show up. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, Steve, good morning. You're on with candidate Sean Kelly.
Hi, Lauren, Sean.
Hi, Steve.
Sean, you keep singing from the same songbook, healthcare, 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 but you have not offered any concrete ideas how you would improve it. Yes, hiring the foreign doctors, that's a work in progress between the federal government and the provincial governments, but everybody is the same way, and you just say we need to hire more. Well, are you going to force people to become doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners, or what is the Liberal plan on getting more doctors?
Well, Steve, if I can just jump in right there, we did talk about having the internationally trained doctors move quickly into the system, and I've had conversations with nurses, PSWs, doctors, RPNs at all three hospitals in the Bay of Quinte. And you know what they all have told me? They're exhausted. There's not enough of them. The other night, speaking to a nurse that's, I would say, maybe the staff lead for her shift, five or six nurses for 53 patients. So, Steve, when they say they're exhausted, they're struggling with their own mental health, the expectations, the work that's demands on their job. Steve, that's we need more
but
to
right
work.
Now,
so that's the solution, not less.
Well, right now, the nurses can get their tuition covered, books covered, placements covered, but it doesn't seem any of them want to go into the profession.
Well,
so
I don't know if that...
come into nursing?
I don't know if that's fact. I know my role with the city of Belleville as a counselor, the city has paid close to $1.4 million. That's with advertising and whatnot. We have signed nine doctors, six nurse practitioners. Let me finish, Steve. And we also have a relationship with Loyalist College. When they graduate, PSWs, RPNs, RENs, RNs, rather. We want to work them in the system. We have signed RNs. Healthcare is it's in a crisis mode right now, and we have to have the employees working at emergency departments or in hospitals have the faith that the government is going to back them, and that's not working under Ford.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Seth, good morning. You're on with Sean Kelly. Hello, Seth.
I guess he's not there, Lauren.
Seth does not seem to be there. Okay, we will drop Seth and we'll go to Mark. Good morning. Oh, Seth, are you there?
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
Seth.
Hello.
Seth.
Hey, sorry. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
I was just saying I've got my girls at Harry J. Clark. They're going to school there, but when they come back, it feels to me like they're not getting the attention. You know, like it seems like the teachers are tired. And when I try to get a hold of them, it takes them a while. They're busy. Is there anything that you plan on doing to help the schools be a bit more focused?
Well, not only are we talking healthcare, Lauren, and this is Seth, I believe, schools are in crisis as well. Talk to the teachers. Last week, teacher has 32 students in her class, three students with special needs. There's no support as far as educational assistants, support staff, counselors. Teachers are burnt out. Under Ford, we're seeing busing challenges. I spoke to Hastings Prince Edward Public Health, director of education last week, to get what's happening in the lay of the land with the school board. 15,500 students go to Hastings Prince Edward Public Schools. And they're spending an additional $2 million on busing Lorne because they need to get the kid to school. So they had to take that out of their operating budget.
But, I mean, if you need to get the kids to school, they need to get the kids to school. Now, we're
there's a shortfall of funds coming for the I'm looking out for the local boards.
But where's the money coming from? There's only one taxpayer. This is a question that I've asked all the candidates.
Okay,
everybody has an idea of let's spend more on this or this or this.
You know what the answer is, where the money's gone.
Where
How much did
the
they
gone?
Spend on booze? Bringing booze to the 4,000 convenience stores in Ontario. That's costing taxpayers, it's over $1 million. It's going to be more. I read this morning in the Toronto Star. It's going to be over $1 million. That money, the Greenbelt fiasco.
More of my money go to the schools. Is that something you support, Sean?
Certainly support that. I, as a school board trustee, sir, I know the shortfalls. I'm connected to education, and my kids went through the system. Graduates of George Vanier and St. Teresa here in Belleville. Was an active parent in schools. So, no, there's not enough happening with schools. And after speaking with educators and those in the know that, you know, want to guide our children, teachers want to teach. Right now they're like social workers as well because there's not enough support in the schools, Lauren.
I understand, but on the other hand, we're in a period of no contract negotiations.
Do we not want our kids to have a great quality of education?
No, of course we do, but do you not think the other parties believe that as well?
Well, it's not happening.
Because of a busing shortage?
No,
a funding situation?
So go spend some time at a school and go in and see the chaos. Parents with children with special needs don't have the support. They'll tell you that firsthand. I spoke to a mom yesterday. Her 16-year-old daughter is doing very well at an area high school. But the challenge for mom and the family, she works three jobs. Her daughter her only source of food is Boost. 35 cases a month. It comes in close to $600. Her daughter has autistic. Mm-hmm. And mom is at her wit's end because she doesn't get the funding for that anymore. She can when her daughter's on ODSP at 18, but right now the daughter's 16. So for the next 2 years, she's going to have to pay $600. She's been denied at many avenues from the provincial government. So this just happened in the last several months. So think about that. Retail job, three jobs. On her respite care from her daughter, she takes up another job to try to make ends meet at $600 a month to feed her daughter.
Affordability is an issue for everybody in this province, obviously for this particular individual. And affordability is not just...
But she's not alone.
It's not just a provincial issue. It's a federal issue. It's a global issue, as we know. A little bit of good news that the overall inflation rate down to 2%. That was announced this morning. I want to take a break. It's 10:27. Our phone lines are
just
very
flying
busy.
By here, Lauren.
Flying by your calls and comments for Sean Kelly. Sean wants to be the MPP for the Bay of Quinte riding in the by-election, which is this Thursday. 613-969-1545. It's the Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ, and you're watching us on your TV.
Disability support.
Like family.
Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Like family.
24-hour in-home support.
Just like family.
Does your family need help caring for a loved one? Contact Just Like Family Home Care. Your loved one will receive personalized one-on-one home care from one consistent caregiver. Caring, compassionate, and thorough.
Just like family.
Request a free consultation. Visit justlikefamily.ca. Just Like Family Home Care. Safety, comfort, and care at home.
The following is a paid political message.
Hi, I'm Tyler Alsop, your local PC party candidate for the upcoming Bay of Quinte by-election. As a local city councillor and small business owner, I understand the challenges our community faces. I'm running to stand up against the Liberal carbon tax, To help keep costs low for hardworking families, boost our economy, create jobs, and work to reduce crime, ensuring our communities stay safe. On September 19th, I need your support to be your voice at Queen's Park. Together, we can make a real difference.
Authorized by the CFO of the Tyler Alsop Campaign.
Thinking about a kitchen upgrade? Buy more, save more with Frigidaire and Arnie's. Save up to an additional $300 on all Frigidaire gallery appliances during the fall renovations event. Until November 13th at Arnie's Appliances, Tynedanega. Everything but the taxes.
Mom just wanted a simple cremation, no service. But I've learned that simple cremations can get complicated. Even with no service, you need the service of caring professionals, like Weaver Family Funeral Homes. Weaver not only took care of the cremation, they supported us and handled all the details.
Proudly serving you, WeaverFuneralHomes.com.
Weaver Family Funeral Homes.
A Mercedes-Benz is more than a car. It's a lifestyle. And you can live the Mercedes-Benz life with Mercedes-Benz Kingston. Right now, when you switch to Mercedes-Benz, you can enjoy introductory lease rates starting at 2.99% on select models. Looking to electrify your Mercedes-Benz? Get up to an additional 2% in loyalty rate reductions on our complete EQ model lineup with loyalty lease rates from 0.99%. Mercedes-Benz Kingston. Big city luxury. Small town heart.
Hi, this is Mary Thomas, inviting you to join me each Sunday for conversations with people around the Quinte area, across Canada, and maybe even around the world. We talk about things you're curious about, things that annoy you, and things that matter in your life. Join me for Newsmaker Sunday, each Sunday at the noon hour on 800-CJBQ.
The show that's the talk of the town. It's Lauren Brooker on 800-CJBQ.
10:30, welcome back. It is our Meet the Candidate last interview today. Sean Kelly, he's the Liberal candidate for this Bay of Quinte by-election. The election is on Thursday. Advance polling today and tomorrow will continue. Make sure you're registered, make sure you go and vote. And those are for people who live in the Bay of Quinte riding here in the Quinte region. My goal, I have a ton of questions, but my goal for these things is always to let the listeners ask questions as long as the phone lines are full. That's where I will defer to. And let's go back to the phones. Bill, you're on 800-CJBQ with Sean Kelly.
Thank you for taking my call. Sean, I would like to know why you're running as an MPP.
Why I'm running? Good question, Bill. My experience, my involvement in Bay of Quinte, and to me it's just, timing is everything. I have the experience, passion, willingness to work. I've put that in, I think, over the last three decades, Bill, and I feel I'm the strongest candidate of all the individuals that are running with the most experience. I work well with people. I've had successes with the city of Belleville as a counselor. And my mother always said, get involved in your community, work ethic. And I'm sure Mom from heaven and my father are looking down, and win or lose on Thursday, they're happy that you stepped up. And I've always been one to get involved, whether I was the president of the Trenton Kinsmen Club when I started with this company at CJTN, to coaching minor hockey, being an umpire in the Bay of Quinte area. Being involved in different opportunities, whether it was emceeing or being on boards like Children's Foundation. Back in the day, it was called the Quinte Children's Foundation. It's had a name change. I'm still a board member on Family Space because child care is really important. As a single dad, I've had the challenges like other families on fixed incomes on how to get it done. And I hate tooting my own horn, but there is a difference, I believe, in the resumes of all the candidates, and I've put the work in, and I'm not shy of work.
Well, very good, but there's a lot of people who can say, I did this and I did that, but you're not going to solve today's problems with yesterday's behind you.
Well, I will look at one that I solved as a city councilor, the warming center here in Belleville and Quinte West and Bancroft with Hastings County. If you can believe it, Bill, a few years ago it was set at, I believe, at -15 for those that are homeless to have a place to actually go in and be warm in the winter months. And I fought, and I had the support of many counselors in Prince Edward County and Quinney West and a colleague of mine, Garnet Thompson, we went and we battled that out, and now there is no temperature for the warming center to open up in Quinney West, Belleville, or Bancroft. It opens on December the 1st. It used to be minus 15, so that is a win, sir. Another example of my commitment to the area was knowing that we have an international student base at Loyalist College, new Canadians, if you will, and I was, I don't want to talk about myself, but instrumental in getting the Diwali Festival going in Belleville next month. It'll be their fourth year, the first year at Market Square. We had 6,000 people. The next year, 10,000. Westwicks Park last October, 12,000. 3 years ago, I started the Caribbean Festival. I quarterbacked that, brought our communities together. And that's an economic driver for our downtown, Bill, because businesses are thriving on those festivals. So that's an economic impact to our area with hotels and restaurants.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you're just a voice in the wilderness, because I'll give you my experience. I served on the UN in the Gaza Strip when I was 18, and that I'm 85 now, and they still haven't resolved that problem. So I don't think you're going to resolve any problems that they have today in the school board, because that's just the way it is.
I disagree, Bill. I respect what you've done. But if it's not working right now under the Ford government, you have to get the people at the table. You got to start those conversations, and I get that, and I'm not afraid to put
the work
in.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. I need to ask you, Sean. You're running for a party that doesn't have official party status. If you get elected on Thursday, you will go sit in the legislature where your leader won't be present. You will have to ask the party in power, the Ford government, for an opportunity to speak in the legislature.
You don't have to ask. You get your opportunities.
How are you going to make a difference when the Liberals are at the level they're at in Ontario today, in this riot?
That's a fair question, but I can tell you this. Bonnie Crombie was the mayor of Mississauga, one of the biggest cities, you know that, in the country. And we've seen her work there. She was an MP. I met with Bonnie three times at the recent AMO conference in Ottawa. Good conversation. She's compassionate. She's caring. She's got quite a story. Nothing handed to her. MBA. She's worked hard to get where she is.
That's
so. But that's. And then you see the individuals. Karen McCrimmon is one of the folks that have come up from the Ottawa area. And I touched on Dr. Adil earlier and his work with healthcare. But Karen McCrimmon was the first female squadron leader at 8 Wing Trenton in the country.
I'm sure the talent level is there. All parties, there are incredible individuals with wonderful stories. My question is, again, I'll ask it again. How do you go into the legislature and deliver to this riding the same way when there is not an official party status? Right now, the Conservatives are in power. We have been used over the time that Todd has been the MPP.
Well, Todd started in opposition.
That's not my question. My question to you is, how do you go and sit in there and ensure that the things that we need are given to us when you're not in power?
So are you implying that the Premier, Doug Ford, would not reward hard work in the residents of Bay of Quinney with any additional funds to help?
Well, I'm not implying anything. I'm just telling you how it is.
Okay, so how it is, he calls this snap election. There's signs up for the Conservative candidate. It caught a lot of people off guard. You know that. However, we were ready. And the last by-election in Ottawa, Karen McCrimmon won. First time, I think, in 103 years it went to the Liberals. So that's momentum. If we're successful on Thursday, that's momentum. And Ford has already gone on record as saying, yeah, I think I'll have another election in 9 months. And I know you have your political pundit on your show, Ross McDougall, who was a mayor 40 years ago in the city of Belleville. And I have a lot of respect for Ross and appreciate him being on your show. But a few weeks ago, a poll came out, and I know that's where you got the information was. He was referencing that, you know, Doug Ford is still resonating with people and people like him, and it was like at 63%. Well, I can tell Mr. McDougall that I've knocked on 17,000 doors in the last 3.5 weeks, and that's not what's resonating at the doors. So my polling are the residents of Bay of Quinte. They're frustrated. They're frustrated with health care and education. When seniors have to work, my neighbor Bill, when he has to wait 10 months to get a knee replacement, a lady last night in Quinte West in Trenton on Prospect Hill, she said, Sean, I'm waiting 7 months to get my knee replaced. That's not good enough.
No, it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. So
if
he calls,
doesn't answer the question.
But if he calls the election in 9 months like he's gone on record, I'm telling you there's going to be a change because I'm feeling it.
Okay.
And I will work hard for the Bay of Quinte.
All right, Joyce, good morning. You're on CJBQ with Sean Kelly.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I read all the candidates' interviews on the In Quinte that was just published. And, Sean, I have to say I'm really disappointed in one of your comments. You were downplaying the workplace violence that Lauren experienced earlier this year, and you haven't taken accountability, and your performance on the show, you've been nothing but a bully, and I think the community knows that, and you've lost my vote.
Thank you.
I'm not going to comment, but if you would like to comment about that, you're welcome to.
This was dealt with, I think, last February, Lauren. We both sat down with the president. I don't know where you want to go with this.
It's your call. It's your opportunity to answer the question. Clearly, people have been talking about it. They mentioned it to me. I've not made one comment on it, but it's up to you if you'd like to comment on it.
There was multiple moving parts that day. If we're going back to February, you know that. And
I know a lot of things. I'm asking you to comment. I'm not going to make a comment.
Was it one of my finer moments? No, it was caught on tape. That happens in workplace where people have disagreements, maybe use inappropriate language. This happened to be caught on tape. And the reality was it was sent out from this building to other sources. So that becomes a trust factor. And Quinte Broadcasting, the president of this company, you know that as well as I do, that was leaked from the radio station. And it was posted on the website. There was no... Like, it wasn't a good scene for Quinte Broadcasting. And this happens, and it's not the first time that that comment was made. And you and I talk daily. Our offices are beside each other. Mm-hmm. Our studios are beside each other. So we talk all the time. I apologized. You apologized to me. And we move forward. Is that how you see it?
I see it as happening a long time ago. It was a very upsetting moment for me, and I'm sure it was for you as well. I wish it never happened. I don't want to be the center of that kind of issue, but however it played out, it was very unfortunate, but clearly it's something that people are asking about you because it happened and it was on the radio live. So
yeah, and it was shared from the building.
I have no idea.
Well, we know that. And the other thing was, we had a conversation at 11 o'clock that morning. You came to me the next day in the studio, in Studio 97. And you apologized as well. Things got a little hairy. There was a conversation piece about programming. And, you know, I was speaking to a journalist yesterday, local one, and we talked about that. And that happens a lot in the workplace and media, it seems, because people have a different opinion on whatnot. Editorial publishers, you think that they don't. But this was caught on tape. I was embarrassed by it. I apologized. Apologized to the listeners. I did my due diligence. What word am I looking for? Diligence. And it's as far as I'm concerned, you and I moved on from that.
Right.
We've never had a conversation since the apologies and moved on.
Okay. Let's continue. Angela, Mark, good morning. You're on CJBQ.
Hi, good morning. My question is going to be regarding the so-called let's build a bunch of homes quickly and the revenue that the city can get. When I look at what the revenue that the city's lost, Mr. Kelly being a council probably knows the exact number. I kind of average it out, $33,000 per home of building fees that we've lost. So if we build 100 homes, we lose $3,300,000. If we build 500 homes, we lose $16,500,000 in building fees, and Mr. Ford's going to give us $1.1 million. To me, that is such a shortcoming, and it hits our taxes so bad. That you both have called today, the callers, and both of you at the radio station today have common and out. There's only one taxpayer. Well, this tax revenue was given to us by builders. Yes, the homeowner paid the extra cost to have the home built, but they could afford it. They wouldn't be paying that much money for a home. So can you comment, Sean, am I wrong about losing that much money for Doug for $4.4 million that we get back? And if we build 500 homes...
Are we going to lose a bunch of money with this plan?
Yeah, well, he was in town earlier this year with a check for over $1 million with the building... Homes Faster Fund, but it has to come back to affordability. I mean, quick search over the last several weeks, the average homesteader in Belleville is, I think it's $603,000 or $615,000. So, and if you want to get an apartment in Belleville, if you're single, it's $3,800 a month that you leave. That's for rent, transportation, some entertainment. You need to make $3,800. So we need more homes. Yes, it's costing the city. And then you have a Ford government that says if you put a new bed into a long-term care facility, that's a new build. And they include that into the numbers that the city has.
It's 10:45. Need to take a break as the Lauren Brooker Show continues on CJBQ.
Disability support.
Like family.
Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Like family.
24-hour in-home support.
Just like family.
Does your family need help caring for a loved one? Contact Just Like Family Home Care. Your loved one will receive personalized one-on-one home care from one consistent caregiver. Caring, compassionate, and thorough.
Just like family.
Request a free consultation. Visit justlikefamily.ca. Just Like Family Home Care. Safety, comfort, and care at home.
There's just one place to go for new and good used appliances. Smitty's Appliances has the best price and selection. After the sale, Smitty says it's service that's important. Smitty has been servicing the Quinte area for 50 years. That speaks for itself. There's a big inventory of new and used appliances available for same-day delivery at Smitty's Appliances. River Road, Corbyville.
The following is a paid political message.
I've lived my entire adult life under liberal and conservative governments. I remember Kathleen Wynne's liberals, and I see what life has been like under Doug Ford. Things just keep getting worse. I truly believe we can have better, that we can have politicians who put us first, not lobbyists from Bay Street. I'm Amanda Robertson, and I'm running for the NDP because I believe we deserve hospitals and schools we can rely on, roads that aren't crumbling, and homes we can afford. On September 19th, I hope to earn your vote.
Authorized by the Ontario NDP.
Hey, it's Lauren Brooker, and it's time to see the world in modern luxury. I'm inviting you to our 2025 Caribbean cruise hosted by Blows and Stewart Travel and 800-CJBQ. This adventure begins February 27th with two nights at the incredible Riverside Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Then we'll step aboard the incredible Celebrity Apex for a seven-night cruise. We're going to stop in Key West, Florida, Bimini and Nassau in the Bahamas, and Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. The best part of all? A portion of proceeds will go to the Belleville General Hospital Foundation. So reserve your spot now and help keep exceptional care close to home. Call Blows and Stewart Travel today, 961-1186. That's 961-1186, and cruise with me this February.
All roofs are not created equal. Hi, I'm Terry from Advanced Roofing. We build your roof to last for decades, not 10 to 12 years. That's why Advanced Roofing strives to provide our clients with the newest and most innovative products, along with superior installation practices currently available in today's market. Whether it's steel or shingle, call us for a free quote at 243-1083. Advanced Roofing, Quinte's most trusted name in roofing. That's 243-1083.
Hi, I'm Carson Arthur, host of Take It Outside on CJBQ. When you listen to Take It Outside, you'll get great garden and landscape advice just like this.
So I tend not to feed my dahlias anything at this point. When they go into the ground in spring, when they come out of storage, that's when I add lots of great things like manure and compost and any fertilizer at that point.
Want more? Tune in to the next edition of Take It Outside with me, Carson Arthur, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on 800-CJBQ.
Take It Outside with Carson Arthur is proudly brought to you by Sprouts Landscape and Masonry Supply, Expedia Cruises Belleville, Coburg and Kingston, Deerhaven Farm and Garden, Conan Nurseries, Competition Motors, Eastern Overhead Doors, Mary Lou Frost of Exit Realty, Willow Lee Sod Farms, and Comac Pools and Landscaping.
What do Dolly Parton, Cher, and CJBQ have in common? We were all born in 1946, and we think we've aged pretty darn well. You're listening to Quenty's Heritage Radio Station, 800-CJBQ.
Live from Studio 800, it's the Lauren Brooker Show on CJBQ.
All right, we're kind of running out of time here, so I'm trying to get as many calls in as possible. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on with Sean Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Kelly. Paul.
good morning, Kelly, because I'm going to tell you, I have been extremely disappointed in the way you have treated your coworkers over the years. And you know where I'm going with this, and a lot of people do. It's been brought up on the LB show, which we know what you're talking about. Sean, that is just plain rude. I'm sorry. Jack Miller's a wonderful man. You say, let's get Miller in here. His name is Jack, okay? Let's try and use a little manners, a little courtesy. As a leader in what you do currently, you do not treat your coworkers with respect. And that is something I'm scared of. Are you going to get in Parliament and say, hey, Ford, I want to talk? Like, come on, Sean.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Tell us the truth. Tell us the truth, Sean.
Well, I guess my relationship with my colleagues at work, and we just had Jack on last hour on his 50th, and Jack and I have shared a lot of things together, and I refer to him as Miller, and he refers to me as Kelly. And on occasion, if I see Lauren in the hallway, I'll say, Lauren, or Brooker, how was your weekend? Like, it's just kind of the lingo here, sir, in the hallways.
But Sean, it's not okay, because I had a personal interaction with you many years ago. I called looking for a dear friend of mine from Barry's Bay. I give you his name, you give me four words. Never heard of him, and slammed the phone down. That was your reply to me. Like,
I don't remember that conversation, sir. So
I do, clearly, Sean, and you're skirting the issue here. You don't have respect for your coworkers. So how can we have respect for you going forward? Like, I voted liberal probably 95% of my life. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I really don't. And I'm disappointed, Sean. I'm really because I think you're a better man than that. I think you're above that. But the one girl said it. Sean, you're a bit of a bully. And you're a big man like I am, but you're a bit of a bully. And please, if you do get in, change your ways. Change your ways. Become a little more humanistic and a little nicer guy.
Thank you.
All right. Angela, good morning.
Hello, Sean. I voted for you, and I'm very hopeful that you win. And can you hear me?
I can hear you well, Angela.
Yeah. Anyway, I was wondering if you were thinking of having another person interview you, because you're not getting a fair shake. Lauren's being more combative with you than he was with any of the three candidates, and I'm sad. I'm almost crying about it.
I've hardly spoken. I've asked Sean two questions.
You're interrupting me right now. I want my candidate to win, and he's not getting a fair shake.
He certainly is. I'm putting her on hold. I've asked him two questions. One, why is he running? And two, about the party. That is it.
I want to come back to our homeless population. I want to get this in because the city of Belleville has 200 plus experiencing homelessness. So we know that the city is building the hub up by the train station, and that's going to come in around $4.1 million. So city council added a 1% tax to the residents of Belleville. And then this report came out last week, and I was at the meeting when this all went down at the Humane Society, because I believe as a city councilor you have to attend meetings, and my role in public health. So a local leadership group came out from Hastings and Prince Edward Counties. It was released and spoken to a couple of weeks ago at City Hall. Canadian Mental Health Association, Quinte Health, Hastings Quinte Paramedic Services, Belleville Police Service, United Way, Loyalist College, Hastings County, Public Health. All the players are involved. And they talked about the opioid situation that we experienced here in the city in February. And who didn't take note of that? 17 people dropping on our street in downtown Belleville in 24 hours. Hastings, Prince Edward counties are 67% higher than Ottawa, Toronto, Hamilton, and North Bay. And the individuals that are working with the addiction and overdose in our region are not getting the support. They want to get treatment, appropriate addictions care, road to recovery, a real plan for support. And when you're on the streets knocking on the doors, in the last 3 days I've met two families, were a mom's daughter's on the streets in Belleville, and a father's son is on the street in Belleville. And we get no support. I was at the minister's table twice, Lauren, once with Mayor Neil Ellis, and once at this event that they had, this educational event, and we've been denied twice, and that's $4 million that they can't help us with, the hub.
I need to interrupt you because I need to give you your final minute. So, like every other candidate, you now get a minute, Sean Kelly, to tell us why the voters of Bay Equity should elect you on Thursday.
This election is close, very close. It's neck and neck. And change is possible in the Bay Equity. I want you to know that if elected as your MPP, I will represent everyone, no matter what the political stripe or where you live, and I'll work the best for you. If you're on the fence, a vote for me can make a change, and I promise as an MPP I'll work for you. I have experience in politics on the public health board, school board trustee, and know the value of public health care and education. We need someone in the Bay of Quinte who puts the work and advocates for what we need, and I see it in my 30 years of community service. Need someone that shows up, and you don't have to check my attendance record. I'm so proud of this area. I love the Bay of Quinte, Lorne. I love it. It's got so much to offer, from the beaches in the county to the wineries, Quinte West with the museum, its tribute to the Canadian Armed Forces, Belleville with its recreation and parks. Truly are blessed. And I want to be that voice that you know, and to work hard for you. Not afraid to work. And I'll always show up.
All right. Sean Kelly.
Thanks for the opportunity this morning.
If somebody wants to find out more about you and your campaign, how do they do so?
We're at right across from Benton Fry Ford. Hakeem Optical is the old eyeglass. You'll see all the signs there. I want to give my campaign team a shout out, all the volunteers and the people that I met that still believe in hope and support. I'll be there for you.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody that that will wrap up our discussion with the candidates, and that I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. It's important that we have representation in Toronto at the legislature, and it's important that you have a say. And the best way to do that is by doing your research, making sure you're registered, and getting out and vote. And you can vote up until Wednesday, tomorrow, at the returning office, or go to your polling place on Thursday, and we'll have coverage here for you on 800 CJBQ.